Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be a talk about pinnacle weapons, an idea that I have for how they could utilize curated roles in the future for these guns. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always catch me live. I'm probably live right now, twitch.tv/sayno2rage. And if you're not following me there, click the follow button if you show up. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can hit the subscribe button or the like button. That's a free and easy way to help me out. So why am I talking about pinnacle weapons? I think the idea of pinnacle weapons and the idea of curated roles could come together and form a much better structure for weapon incentivization. I think a lot of the exotics lately, if they land outside of the heavy slot, unless you're playing PvP, it's tough to justify some of the exotics. In certain circumstances, like the Cold Heart and Telesto are really nice, but namely, I think primary weapons really struggle, again, unless you're playing PvP. So I want to talk about new guns, any guns they're doing going forward, then agency versus RNG, and then lastly, I want to talk about old exotics. So, new guns. Why am I thinking through how they could do this differently? If they're going to introduce new guns in the future, something I would love to see them do is invest in the perk diversity and perk power. This is an obvious thing that we've said numerous times. We need better strength in the perks, like Onslaught would be a good example of a really strong perk they introduced on a pinnacle weapon that takes the breakneck into its own era or own stratosphere. It's basically right under, if not above, some of the exotics. I've said before that the Huckleberry is basically outclassed by it, and you don't have to waste an exotic slot on it. So the breakneck wins in that regard. I think we need more perks like that, more diversity, more strength and power. However, I would love to see them not necessarily just drop a weapon like the breakneck that you just grind 40 strikes for, or I'm sorry, gambit matches, and then you get it. I would love to see curated roles utilized for what we would call adept weapons. This is something that we're pulling back, obviously, from D1. Imagine if the breakneck would have been essentially the adept version of Hazard of the Cast. So if you had been grinding for Hazard of the Cast, then you could have eventually gotten the curated role, which would be the adept version. You could give it a new name and a really cool ornament like we have on the breakneck, so it's obviously different. And then that's where that pinnacle perk comes into play. But maybe we would call them adept because it would be a part of the random role pool, and it would be a great way for them to utilize the curated roles in a better way. This would essentially be one step below pinnacle gear. I think every season it's kind of cool to have a Vanguard, Gambit, and Crucible pinnacle weapon. No random rolls, you grind your butt off, you get it. I think that's fine. I think adept weapons would sort of be considered like right underneath, given that there would be some RNG in pursuing them, as well as just the fact that if you don't get the curated role, you're probably not really going to be happy with it. You're going to want to chase that better version because that's where the primo perk would be. Now that means we need to discuss agency and RNG, okay? Because you don't want to have the situation we have right now in Reckoning. I learned today that the new Gambit Pulse can get Feeding Frenzy on it, and it's a really fast fire rating pulse like the Lincoln Green, and it makes me really want it. But I have no agency. I have no way of chasing that weapon. You guys know that I harp on this, but I think this is where a system needs to be in place to really give the weapon pursuits and the curated rolls and random rolls the legs that it needs. And I believe that Ada's Bounties really, really did that. You guys know I say this all the time. Here's the phrase I want to use to really encapsulate this issue so you guys can kind of clearly see why a good mixture of agency and RNG is so good for the game. It empowers casuals to get the weapon, and it empowers hardcores to chase the weapon. Do you see the difference there? If you have that layer of agency, the casuals can get the weapon. The hardcores can chase the weapon. You're going after the primo version, the curated role, the best of the best, you know, the one that has that primo awesome dope perk on it. Now, obviously, casuals would feel like, man, I really want that curated role. So there would be that element of you do have to chase it. But at the very least, they could get the weapon, and then that might give them a taste of knowing whether or not they want to chase the curated role of the shotgun, the auto rifle, or whatever gun that it would be. Adept weapons could be all curated roles to chase, and then you could add things to increase the likelihood of the curated role to drop. They may want to consider that nightfall RNG bump. The more often you don't get the curated role, maybe slowly but surely your chances increase. Maybe they could add difficulty spectrum. If you're going into certain areas or encounters, whether it's Reckoning or if you're just going into public spaces, if you raise the difficulty of the area, then you could get an increased chance of the curated version dropping. Again, this empowers people to get and chase dependent upon their engagement levels, and I think you could do this in all sections of the game. All planets could get a couple of guns per season, their curated roles would be considered adept, and chasing that curated role would be something that's very interesting. Now, this pairs well with my other video, Leaving Loot Behind. If we're not leaving loot behind, then you're always making lateral upgrades. That was a big point I made in that video. If you're always making a lateral upgrade, not a vertical upgrade, you're just getting a gun that's as good as the Breakneck or the Midnight Coup. The Service Revolver is a really nice gun right now. If you want to get that from Zavala, I was having fun with that today. Those are lateral upgrades. This is a way to bring about lateral upgrades that I think would be more interesting because the intrinsic quality of the gun would be a little bit more palpable. It would be more noticeable, and I think that would be a really, really smart way to get over the fact that we're always bringing our guns forward if Bungie does want to do that. Lastly, let's talk about old exotics. I've made this point before. If you go into the collections and you look at any gun that is an exotic primary, you quickly see almost all of them, a significant portion of them, get completely ignored within the realm of efficiency. Huckleberry being outclassed by the Breakneck, and as soon as you step into like a Sweet Business, the Soros Regime, the Sturm, even the Cerberus, I know the Rat King is not back, the Mita Multi-Tool, the Jade Rabbit, when you go down to the energy weapons, you have guns like the Sunshot, the Graviton Lance. These are weapons that have perks on them that I think would be perfectly suited for what I'm talking about. The example I've given many, many times before is if you go into the Graviton Lance and you take Cosmology and you add that to a pinnacle, it's not a pinnacle, it'd be a depth curated role on a pulse, it could be clearly inspired by the Graviton Lance in name and appearance, and that could be something that you chase and pursue. Again, if it's legendary, it frees up your loadout, and the benefit of Cosmology really isn't strong enough to be on an exotic. It does seem to me to be something that is better suited for an adept weapon system, as I've outlined, a curated role weapon that is right kind of beneath a pinnacle, because again, that's a lateral upgrade. If I'm putting away my Breakneck, Midnight Coup, Service Revolver, whatever top shelf primary weapon I'm using, if I make that lateral upgrade, I think Cosmology would be a reason to do so, but it wouldn't feel like you're running around with this insane exotic. Same thing with something like the Sunshot. Having adept versions inspired by those exotic, I think, would be the way to handle this. And I also think exotics could then really, really be given legs to be game changing. Now, I know PvP is going to rear its head in this discussion, but I do think a lot of the times the exotics don't feel like they're a step up. And if you invest in a system like this, where you have adept and pinnacle weapons that are potentially or measurably outshining other weapons as the Breakneck outshines the Huckleberry, I think you'd start to feel that sense in which, well, we don't even really want exotics to land in primary and secondary slots. We'd much rather have like power weapons be exotic. A way to alleviate that, I do think, would be to have weapons that are clearly designed for PvE and make them very, very strong and also make them game-changing. The way that Riggs, Phoenix Protocol, Shards, these are exotics, you know, Skull of the Dire Ahamkara, they change the way that you play. They would really need to get creative with primary and secondary exotics to not just be cool scouts and auto rifles, but game-changing and influential. And this system might allow them to say the structure and the trajectory of weapons goes from legendary to adept to pinnacle to exotic. There would be a clear sort of stepping stone upward in both strength, power, and influence. Because I do think one of the main reasons that the weapon system feels imbalanced right now and that people just tend to throw on an exotic in the heavy slot is most of the secondary and primary exotics are not game-changing enough in PvE. Again, in PvP, sure, Ace of Spades, Thorn, The Last Word, these are weapons that you're seeing in the Chaperone. They are all over the Crucible. I would even argue that the Malfeasance could be just a legendary pinnacle weapon. It could be the pinnacle, it should have been, in my opinion, the pinnacle gambit weapon. I know some people are going to say it's actually really strong if utilized properly. I don't think it's influential enough when you're thinking about baking bosses with the 1K voices, with the Wardcliff coil, when you think about the influence of things like Queen Breakers, or again, just using really strong weapons that are versatile, like the Thunder Lord. You have it for boss damage, you have it for invaders. It does become difficult, I think, to justify their use. The Jotun and the Lord of Wolves do come into play, I think, in endgame PvE content, but not to the degree that the power weapons do, especially when you think about burning bosses in Gambit. I think this would be a better way of doing it. I would love to see them invest more in better legendary weapons, just again, better perks, better power for better pursuits for the player base in the future. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always catch me live, twitch.tv/sayno2rage. We're going to switch to Q&A. As always, please like, share, and subscribe.